this morning. She is our Spanish translator that works in our communications department. And so this is a sort of a new position, but we've had that ability to have someone working right within City Hall in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think back in 2009 when we had the local government aid cuts, that position was changed in some ways, and that evolved out of there that we had the Link Center. And so I am so pleased and so excited that we have someone right within communications that can help us in making sure that we're reaching all members of our community and to helping to create an environment where all people can feel welcomed into City Hall. And she is just feeling such an amazing, well, probably a role and a void that maybe people didn't even realize that was there. But with Claudia coming on, she has been able to help out in different departments within the city and just be that bridge, that communication bridge that just is so essential to people feeling open or people feeling welcome within our community. And that goes back to the council's vision statement that we want to be an open, safe, and welcoming community where all people can thrive. And so, Claudia, I'm just so pleased that we had the ability to bring Claudia on, and I'm excited to hear what she has to say today about the role that she's filling within our city. So,
all right. Jeff. Well, Claudia, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it.
Good morning, and thank you.
How long have you been with the library?
With the city.
Or with the city, excuse me. Okay.
So I started in the beginning of February, so about 6 months now.
Okay. Yeah. What is your background? Give us a little info about yourself.
Sure. So I grew up in Faribault. My parents are Mexican, and I'm Mexican-American Cuban on my dad's side. I have three kids. I've been translating, interpreting since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot of education on that, but we'll get into that later. I went to school at MSU Mankato, graduated, and I worked in the nonprofit world for a bit, and then I found this lovely job.
All right. Now, do you live in Northfield, or do you still live in Faribault?
Not yet. I still live in Faribault, yes.
Okay.
But looking for a house.
Claudia Garcia is our guest today. She is with the City of Northfield and works with some of their translation services. Give us kind of a nutshell of what that first 6 months has been like. I mean, the type of things that you have been doing as far as your translation services.
Sure. So I work in the communications department, and as you can imagine, there's a lot to communicate, a lot to translate. So a lot of the work that I've been doing has been translating press releases, which I think are really important information, doing in-person interpretation and translation. So I go down to the DMV and help, you know, our non-English speaking residents or people who live here, members. And I work for all the departments basically in the mm-hmm. city. So if anybody in the city needs an interpreter for city services, that's what I'm there for.
All right. Is it on call or do you have regular hours?
Yeah, so I do have regular hours. I'm going to be there Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 3 p.m.
All right. I don't know if I'm going to ask a general question for either one of you, if you know the answer to this. I'm not sure if you have it yet, but the 2020 census, some of the numbers have just been released. Have you seen them for Northfield specific in numbers yet? Do we know what the size of the Hispanic and Latino community is?
That's a great question. I love census numbers, and I have been chomping at the bit to try and get that information to us. I think what we... And so I have not seen it yet.
Okay.
But what I do know from past numbers that have been shared is it's a growing population,
mm-hmm.
right? And sometimes you need to evolve and change as a community to ensure that everyone feels welcome here. And that communication piece is so vital. If you don't have that in place, people can just feel on the outskirts. And we don't want that here within our community. So yes, it's growing. And no, I don't have the exact numbers yet. But I'm looking forward to seeing those and see what that data, what story it tells for our community.
So, that will be interesting and see the evolution of how Northfield's population has has changed over the course of the last 3-4 decades or so. Yeah. Claudia Garcia, once again, is our guest. We have National Hispanic Heritage Month that's starting up pretty soon. What is it about? Is it in September?
So it starts September 15th through October 15th. And actually here in Northfield, we're going to be having a Hispanic Heritage Month or celebration. It's a fourth annual celebration that we've had here in Northfield. And that will be September 18th of this year. It's a Saturday, and it's going to be at Central Park this year, and I'm really excited about that.
All right. Have you been part of the planning process with that? Or
I have a little bit. It's mostly my colleague, Angelica Linders. She works at the library. It's kind of her role, but I've been a little bit, you know, putting my little sprinkle here and there.
Well, tell us about what your sprinkles are.
Yeah. So I've just kind of suggested some vendors and some people that want to be involved with cultural food. Mm-hmm. So I know there's going to be food trucks. There's going to be, you know, live performances. There's going to be dancers. There's going to be music. And there's going to be a little bit of everything. There's going to be a great lineup of different Latin American countries, so represented, and I'm really excited to see what that's going to look like.
All right. The city has had a number of events. I think it's generated basically by the library. They did the Pride event this summer and a few others. Have you been involved in any of those? Or
yes. So also with my title, I do a little bit of the community outreach. Mm-hmm. And since I'm a little new, I've been trying to get out there as much as I can to let the community know, hey, we have a Spanish interpreter at the city in City Hall if you need her. So, yeah, I've been a part of Pride in the Park, Crazy Days. Let's see, what else? The River Walk. Yes, the River Walk.
Mm-hmm. Market Fair.
Market Fair, yep.
All right. Have the, you know, as far as the interpretive services go, boy, I really, you know, of course, we all see, you know, the Hispanic community, they're among us, and a lot of them speak English, and so many of them, we go into stores and stuff, but you can talk to, and many of them are my friends. Do we have, you know, that English as a second language, and people who have Spanish as their main language are unable to, I know a few words in Spanish, and that's about it, and there are probably some people like me who know a few words in English, and that's it. Is there a sizable population? Your services in demand?
Yeah, so there are, and a lot of them, they're not aware that they have a Spanish interpreter, so that there is a large amount. I mean, learning a second language is a very difficult thing, and so a lot of people still don't transition, even though they've been here for many years to learn. My grandmother's one of them. She's been here for 50-plus years and still does not know English. So there is a sizable population, a sizable number of people. So my services are needed. I've been called down many times to go and do in-person interpretation, and it's been wonderful. People are very happy at the end of it, and they're just very thankful that these services are provided here in Northfield.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, Claudia Garcia is with us. She works as a translator and with the interpretive services for the city of Northfield. Anything else about the job or anything else going on with the city you'd like to tell us about?
I would just say with the Hispanic Heritage Month, there'll be many different programs that'll be happening. I think it's technically September 15th through October 15th or something within there. There's a whole month of programming that will be happening at our Northfield Library. And within that month, right, we get this special event that we're really commemorating and saying, helping people to get to know a whole nother culture that maybe if they didn't know, they can be invited in right within our small town of Northfield, right? Immerse yourself in our Hispanic culture within here. Learn something. Maybe dance a few steps. I don't know. That's not quite my thing. do some Zumba or some other things, or sidewalk poetry. There's going to be art. I mean, there's just so much, and really developing that vibrancy of honoring another culture right within our community is such a wonderful thing that we have the opportunity to do. And I'm so thankful that we have brought on the staff to help us do that well, Right. And so just really encourage people, stop into the library during Hispanic Heritage Month. And for sure, come see us at Central Park on September 18th. I think it's from like 9 to 1.
6.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So many opportunities right there within the park. And so just encourage people to come on out and check it out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. If people would like more information about the Spanish language services and interpretation, is that all on the website?
It should be on the website, or they can just stop in and ask for me directly.
All right.
Claudia Garcia.
Is it on the website in Spanish?
It should be.
Okay.
Well, I know I watched a video of Claudia about her position that was in Spanish. I couldn't understand it, so I asked for English subtitles. So I think we are doing more and more to just ensure that even our technology and our social media pages is in different languages.
Yep, it's bilingual.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Best of luck to you as your continued service to the city of Northfield, to the residents of the city of Northfield. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
That is Rhonda Pownell and Claudia Garcia, once again with the city of Northfield. You're listening to 95.1 FM.